News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
I want to turn now to the teaching unions and their decision to ballot members if a resolution isn't found to the pay gap whereby teachers employed after 2011 are paid less than teachers employed before 2011. But I suppose the question is, are teachers paid well enough? Or should the government pay younger graduates entering the profession the same as those who've been teaching for longer? We're joined by Eamon Delaney, Director of the Hibernia Forum. Eamon, what's your take on this? 36,000 is the starting salary for the newer teachers. They're saying it's not enough. What do you think?
Well, I think that's not a bad salary at all as a starting salary for a job in tech or in many other professions. Now you'd be starting at 26 grand per year. And I think, Shane, to be honest, this is just more of the moaning that we get from teachers' unions every year and have got for like decades now. I wrote a piece about 4 years ago that I put up yesterday on the internet when this was all live on the airwaves about when it's Easter, you know, it's Easter eggs, Easter bunnies, and it's teachers' unions, usually in Killarney or down in Munster, bellowing at the minister or not inviting the minister and demanding more pay, more conditions, more leave, more recruits. So it just goes on and on. And, you know, on this particular issue, of course, one would be sympathetic to a situation where two people are working the same job effectively and one is on much more. But remember, it was the existing teachers and the trade unions and SIPTU indeed, which colluded in this by not spreading the pain of a pay cut across all the teachers and just letting the pain be visited on those who are new entrants.
Is that because the teaching unions reject that? They say, oh look, they never signed up for the cut in pay for new teachers back in 2011.
I don't know about that at all. I've been through this debate many times. I think they conceded on that, but say it was just under duress.
Implicitly conceded on it, rather than cutting the pay.
Yeah, I mean, of course, yeah. Like, you know, they didn't willingly. It was done, and it was to be rectified later on. But like, be clear, and it happens a lot in this country. It happens with other professions, having the nurses and the guards, I think, as well. But the guards have very much changed things to their own advantage. All Gardaí. But, you know, there was a situation where they said, well, that's at the moment, you know, teachers come in and they're on this lower pay and the existing members were not affected. But look, looking at what it is, could anyone honestly say that 36,000 per year as a starting salary for anything is bad? You know, I mean,
teachers should be happy with their lot. Is that what you're saying?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think they should be. They get 3 months holiday a year, as we know. This is if you're a full-time teacher. I know if you can't get a full-time job, you have to go in the dole and you've got to make supplement your income. But if you're a full-time teacher, you get 3 months holiday a year. You get work a half day much of the time.
They do a lot of work afterwards.
They always say that. They say so many things. They say, like, I'm really impressed by teachers on Twitter. I've never seen it. You know, with Hibernia Forum, we criticise public sector spending or monitor it, and we take issue with a lot of different sectional groups or sectors, but there's nothing like the teachers to come on in droves, and it's like, and I think that's a lot of it, Shane. I think in Ireland, for decades, ASTI, INTO, but particularly ASTI, have a reputation for, I don't know if you call it militancy, but just assertiveness, that no matter what you say, it's never enough. You saw with the junior cycle, you saw with other issues as well. So, just going back to the one of the half day, let's just say that they stay back every 2 or 3 days in 5 days. That's still a lot of days when you can get
okay.
off.
Just finally, and as briefly as you can, if this strike does happen with the three teaching unions, and bearing in mind the ASTI strike 2 years ago was a spectacular failure.
Yeah.
They got nothing that they set out to achieve and basically went back with their tails between their legs, if we're being quite blunt about it. Would there be public support for a strike this time around, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, I really don't. I mean, now, there might be more support than there was for the ASTI strike that you just described there. But I think in the current mood, people will just, like with the Lewis drivers, for example, they just looked and said, oh my God, look at this, these people are getting, I'm not getting anything like that. I've also got to pay the mortgage. I also can't afford a house.
The Lewis drivers got their pay increase.
I know they did. Sorry, that's not a good example. There was a kind of, they folding there by a company that was private but yet was on a state contract. So, but let's just say broader scheme of things, I think people, I would hope, and Hibernia Forum would hope people would say that state can't afford it, the Exchequer, teachers already have it good, and there's other ways to soften the gap between existing teachers and new entrants.
Yeah. Eamon Delaney, Director of the Hibernia Forum, thanks indeed for talking to us.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.